Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 12th, and the whole week ahead. Well, look at this. Venus moves into your sign. How lovely. An early Christmas present, perhaps. Well, with Venus moving in to your first house, how lovely. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because Venus is going to be there for a number of weeks, and it is great. This early birthday present from the planets is so good in so many ways. She'll attract love, and she'll also attract money into your life. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, Venus yesterday moving into your sign is good on so many levels. Money, love, but also for you to get an image to die for, an image that's going to make people spin their heads and turn their eyes in your direction. And that's what it's all about. It's about creating a new you. With Venus, the goddess of beauty, on your side, your assets are really going to spring forward and mesmerize others. And here's your Monday stars. Well, there's a full moon in the sign of Taurus, and for you as a Capricorn, this is simpatico with your sign. Earth with Earth. But for you, it means there's a number of things you need sorting out. Your love life is one. Also, your creative output. And generally, the things that you want to do when it comes to things you feel passionate and heartfelt about. So the next 2 weeks, there's a number of things you need to get to grips with. And it means out with the old so that the new can come in and greet you. And here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday's full moon in Taurus is indicative of an important time when it comes to babies, pregnancies, fertility and all that jazz. So the next 2 weeks is a very important placement for you to be able to deal with anything connected with babyhood, motherhood, fatherhood. There may be certain challenges that you have to face, and there may be some things that you need to do. But don't flinch. This can be a good time if you accept the challenge that the cosmos is offering. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon now in Gemini, there's a number of things you need to deal with when it comes to the very intimate part of yourself and your life. It could be your sex life, it could be no sex life, but there's certain things you really do need to deal with and look into. But also, this can be connected with your health and all of the things that are important to you when it comes to your personal vitality and robustness. There's a lot of things for you to sort out now and leave nothing to chance. And here's your Thursday stars. This is a very powerful day in many ways because the moon is going to link to Venus, and as we know, Venus is in your sign. It's powerful to the point that things that seem simple and not important can easily be brushed over, but that would be the worst thing you can do. You need to take your own feelings seriously and also that of somebody else's. There's a feeling you could treat some things as frivolous when you really shouldn't. And here's your Friday stars. With the moon in your house of relationships, there's a number of issues that you need to sort out. I alluded to it yesterday by saying everything is important when it comes to you and somebody else, even though it might not appear to be. You need to take someone seriously, and they also need to take you seriously too. If you like, it's a crossroads in a relationship. It needn't be serious, but... And you shouldn't make a mountain out of a molehill, but you do need to deal with something.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.